Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, and welcome to the latest segment, Is It a Vocaloid?
Oh, God. Oh, you're really quizzing me today. Okay.
Welcome to my quiz show, Is It a Vocaloid? It's more of like a debate show. Meeting me in the Miku place of ideas.
Yes.
This fiction you've set up from the very beginning. Here's the connection.
We never left the Miku place.
So what I'm going to do today is I'm going to propose some characters to you, and you're going to try and convince me whether they are or are not Vocaloids.
Okay, no, I think I can do this.
But
I was on the debate team.
You
once.
This is unsurprising.
I'm a nerd.
Yeah, you're a huge nerd.
Yeah.
Hence why we're doing a Vocaloid podcast.
Oh, that makes sense.
Okay, so I have a definition of Vocaloid here.
Okay.
I have researched the definition of Vocaloid with the most expansive tool provided to humankind, the internet.
Now, with your facts and logic.
Well, see, I've had to narrow it down.
Of course.
I've decided to base my definition solely on the first line of the Wikipedia article.
Yeah, okay, what's the first line?
The first line is, Vocaloid is a singing voice synthesizer software.
Awesome.
That's it.
That's all we need.
It doesn't have to be made by Sony or Yamaha or whatever.
Yeah, that's perfect. Okay.
All right, first question, is it a Vocaloid? KK Slider from Nintendo Animal Crossing.
100% is a Vocaloid.
Why is it a Vocaloid?
So it is a vocalized vocal synthesizer. That's like straight up what almost all the characters in Animal Crossing are. Because what they've done is they've taken vocals, then edited them in such a way. And then in the case of KK Slider, are put to music in that form. Arguably, Isabelle in New Horizons is also a Vocaloid, considering she sings your theme, your island theme tune, back to you.
Well done, you've answered correctly. Boom. And you get to go on to the next round, avoiding your terrible fate.
Oh God, do I get a prize?
Your prize is avoiding your terrible fate.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. The door is locked, I can't escape.
You didn't see the pit of lava underneath you?
Oh shit, yeah. It happens more than you'd expect.
You're not very observant.
That is true, that one is true.
Next one.
Oh God.
Crazy Frog. Is it a Vocaloid?
Do you mind if I just do a quick Google on Crazy Frog?
I will allow it, but you get precisely 1 minute starting now.
Okay. Shit.
Is it a Vocaloid?
It is a Vocaloid.
Why is it a Vocaloid?
So one.
Yes.
It is a fictional character made to sing music. Now, yes. I'm unsure on the source of the Crazy Frog sound effects, but it was made with a particular goal.
Mm-hmm.
Which was, it was meant to imitate the noise of a two-stroke engine originally, which is quite funny.
No, incorrect.
Oh, fuck.
It is not a Vocaloid. You have been denied access.
What is it?
I don't know.
Hang on, what the fuck?
You didn't convince me it was a Vocaloid.
I wasn't finished done.
Okay, come on.
Give me 5 more minutes.
This is a quiz show. We have to go fast paced or our ratings will drop. Our ratings are dropping right now. Jonathan,
people are stopping
listening. They're going.
Just hit me with the next one. Crazy Frog is a Vocaloid, and I will stand by that.
Incorrect. Final. VTubers.
Crazy Frog is coming for you. VTubers, not a Vocaloid.
Why?
Not synthesized. That's just a person. VTubers are just people.
I thought they just input words into like a voice thing.
It's an anime figure over just a real person talking.
But what about their voice?
That's just someone talking.
But it sounds weird.
Probably just put through a filter.
Okay.
Yeah.
You have completed.
What
is if
it I
made
a bit crushed VTuber?
I would love that. You know, I honestly would love that.
It's just like a distorted mess at the bottom of the screen.
Yes,
like The Sims. Yeah.
Sounds fantastic. Oh God, yes, The Sims is a game made to be played by VTubers.
It was made before VTubers.
No, it was
made
for VTubers.
Not before. For. Awesome.
For VTubers.
Cool. Yeah. Excellent. Oh, Jesus.
Hello and welcome to Raideloid.
Welcome back to Raideloid, everybody. It is good to be back. I have been so happy. I've been so excited to record again.
It's so good.
I am your host, Jonathan. I am, as always, joined by my favorite void of a human being, Harper.
I am nothing and everything all at once.
That was genuinely terrifying. You cannot kill me in any meaningful way.
I will always exist and always have existed.
Help me.
Jonathan, what vocaloid are we doing today?
We're going to be doing Mayu, but I feel first we should do a catch-up.
Let's catch up.
It has been some time.
It has been so long.
My notes in front of me tell me we have an order to do things in.
I understand that.
Have you watched any anime or played any interesting games this week?
Oh, I don't know if I talked about this on the last episode, but I have been slowly going through the itch.io bundle. Mm-hmm. Did I mention that last week?
I think we may have mentioned it offhand, but I'd like more detail.
I mean, like, it's got a lot of games specifically aimed at me, which are like visual novels and just simple RPG maker games, which I'm all about. Yeah, had to go at one shot, which is really interesting. Its puzzles are good, frustrating, but good. And it does that whole thing where it like messes with your computer.
Oh, hell yeah.
That sort of one. So like, for example, at one point you are meant to go find a document that the game has placed on your computer to solve a puzzle, which I think is really neat.
That's really sick. That's a cool way to handle that.
Yeah.
It is also overwhelmingly positive reviews on Steam.
There you go.
People are fucking loving One Shot.
It's good. That's
cool. That's a really good bundle.
Yeah.
There's so many good stuff in this.
Such a good bundle.
I spent far too much money on anime this week.
Oh, you did.
I bought the box set of Ghost in the Shell Standalone Complex because that's a really good show. And then I went home and just put on an episode from halfway through the series that I liked a lot and went, yes, this is what I needed right now.
My favorite thing about finally seeing like this anime that you have talked about was like seeing its 3D animated
OP.
OP.
Yeah.
And my only frame of reference for a 3D animated Ghost in the Shell is what I've seen on the Netflix.
Oh, no.
And like just this, like now probably what you would consider dated 3D OP actually still looks more interesting than the one I see on Netflix. That's the most stock standard, boring 3D animation.
Yeah, because they had a style. And I mean, like, the show as a whole, like, does interesting things with 3D animation. I mentioned it to you, but, like, anything that's, like, a tank, like, robot or a car, anything is 3D animated to make, like, a major differentiation between them and, like, the humanoid characters and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Style is cool.
Style is good.
The other thing is I've watched so much wrestling.
You have.
I got very emotional watching wrestling last night. Harper watched me get incredibly hype, clap so hard that my hand was in pain for the rest of the night, and like bright red.
It was on fire.
It was very warm for some reason. My hand was not happy.
It was burning like the passion in your heart for your big sweaty meat boys.
Oh, you said it in the worst way. Essentially what's happened is one of my favorite wrestlers has betrayed his faction of like, just, you know, very close-knit brothers.
I know, no one could see it coming too. This guy called Evil did a bad thing.
You mean the King of Darkness Evil has turned out to be evil?
I'm so shaken.
Listen, I don't know what to tell you. I love that goth boy. He was goth, that's why he's called Evil, not because he's actually evil.
A false sense of security.
There were so many warning signs, it wrapped back around to not being a warning sign. I got emotional, and I think partly it's just because like there's one wrestler in this company called Hiromu Takahashi, who just fucking sold it so well. He was like doing the most anguished screaming I've ever heard in my life at like this dude betraying him. It's like the angle itself, I don't know if it would work if it wasn't for this one guy just being like, "No, I was accepted. You guys were my family. I was a trainee with you, and you've just fucked me over." You know,
it was intense.
Even small details, like he had wrist tape on that said Y on it and stuff like that in Japanese. Like, wrestling's good. Here's the thing.
Wrestling is actually good.
Long-term storytelling, 5 years in the making. You love to see it.
It's performance art and, yeah, long-term storytelling. You watch wrestling for the plot.
Exactly. I'm glad you understand. Now, for our Vocaloid this week.
Yes.
Our Vocaloid this week is Mayu. She is voiced by the singer Mayumi Morinaga, who's done some music for various video game soundtracks and that kind of stuff. Video game soundtracks and that kind of stuff.
Oh, dope. What kind of video games?
I couldn't find specific ones. I can tell you her song Glitter, which is like one of her most famous singles, was used in the ending of Fairy Tail at one point.
That makes sense. I haven't seen that anime.
I don't know if I, but it's popular, so I thought it was worth mentioning.
Doesn't mean it's good.
You make a strong point. And I just wanted to read out this little tidbit about why she was made the way she was. She's based on a Yandere junior high school student. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, oh no, oh, oh no, oh, put that one back in the oven, it ain't done yet, we can do better than that. Oh, no.
Apparently, no, we can't.
We can't. Welcome to anime.
But that does beg the question.
Yes.
How do you write a good yandere character?
Oh, shit. Okay, so I think, like, a major issue of the idea of, like, yandere is the idea of bringing violence into it.
Mm.
And it's... it is, like, sexualized in a very weird way of, like, the crazy girlfriend.
Yes.
And it's just very uncomfortable in a lot of ways. So... remove the fact where you're just, like, calling them crazy. Get rid
yes,
of that.
Yes, definitely. Definitely.
I mean, like, the whole point of a yandere character is that they're obsessed to a dangerous point. I don't know if there's a way to write that comfortably in a positive way.
Yeah, I think they can be an interesting villain.
Yes.
But, like, if you don't put depth into it, then it comes off pretty weird. It
comes off real fucking bad, especially when that character is in junior high school, as this character is.
That is deeply disturbing.
They did a bad thing, and I regret the thing they did. But we need to start talking about her look.
We do. And, like, okay, so I did know of Mayu previously. I didn't know about the yandere part. And despite me, like, seeing her around and, like, listening to some of her songs, I never actually noticed that her design had an axe in it.
Nor did I. Never saw that.
That is a shock one to me.
It's, like, a really tough one because I actually really do like her aesthetic as a whole.
I really like her aesthetic.
Gothic Lolita fashion is very cool.
It is excellent.
The piano key detailing on the dress, the sound mixing dials is like the buttons on it,
the speaker hat.
Yeah, yes. All phenomenal. Love that. However, I'm just going to, again, another quote from the description here. Mm-hmm. She holds an axe, which is to show her yandere influence. She also holds a rabbit doll, which has a microphone at the top of its head. When she holds it up to sing, she grabs it by the neck as if she were strangling it. None of this is good. This is all a problem.
Well, it's not to our taste, in the very least.
It's incredibly uncomfortable.
Yes. I do like the rabbit design, though. It is a very cute bunny.
Yes, but then to like go like, oh, but she strangles it when she sings.
Yeah.
Isn't she so evil?
She's very edgy. Look, she is very 15-year-old, edgy, probably has written a few Wattpad.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying this is an experience I've had personally, except it is. and this is why I can call it out, because yeah. I have lived that life.
Well, like the issue here, right, is that I don't think the axe would necessarily be an issue or the bunny would necessarily be an issue if it wasn't for them explicitly saying that she's yandere.
Yeah, there's
and specifically using the phrase yandere junior high school student and explicitly saying that she's 15. It's like, that is a fucking weird character trait to put on a 15-year-old girl, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
we have dwelled a lot on this on other Vocaloids.
Yeah, Kaiyuki.
It's like, I feel like we'll just keep repeating ourselves here.
Just stop doing shitty stuff like this. Also, yeah, like a lot of the time yandere is just really does not like mental illness. Like as a trope, it's not great.
Yeah, I mean, that's a cultural thing in Japan and
yeah.
like,
and I will
nowhere's
continue
great
to call
with
it
mental
out.
Illness.
Yeah.
But...
I think I'm mixed leaning towards positive because I think the parts of the fashion that are really good are strong, right?
Like, oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
It has like an aesthetic that it's going for.
What I really wish is that the rabbit had been the Vocaloid.
Oh, that's good. I like that.
Then it would sing, and I imagine it having this like super high pitched the owl voice. It would sound like that, and I think that would be very fun.
So apparently, the rabbit was first introduced as an April Fool's Day joke.
That's excellent.
Where it was listed as a new line of Vocaloids called Animaloid. So you're actually not far off the original pitch.
If you were an Animaloid, what would your animal be? Mine would be a.
You're
rabbit.
Just asking what my fursona is. You're just asking me. Yeah, well, what it would be. Just but change my phrasing. What it would be. Hyena.
Of course.
Those are cool.
Those are dope.
I like their laughs.
Yes.
Oh, it's good. It's a good animal.
Okay, this is excellent.
Yeah, I'm glad.
I would imagine it has robot legs.
Naturally. The more robotic, the better. On that point, I think we should move on to personality.
Yes.
Which is where, like, we've already talked about it in the look thing, but the whole yandere thing is a problem.
Okay. It is a problem. I just like to describe the little rabbit hole I dipped down. Just
oh,
for
I'm
a,
so excited,
just
please.
Just for a bit of variety, just for a bit of flavor.
I've got a rabbit hole to go into after this as well, so
oh,
it works well.
There's this cool thing I found. So, like, I was looking for stuff on her personality, and I came across this wiki for a role-playing group that someone had made specifically for their role-playing group, and I think is very interesting.
That's so cool.
I don't know how Vocaloids fall into it, but this is just... Yeah, okay,
Vocaloid
cool.
roleplay, that makes
They've
sense.
They've described her as precocious, which I think is a cool word.
I like that.
Um, Yeah. The internet's just so cool because you can go out there and make literally your own community world-based thing.
It's actually my favorite thing about finding Gaia online stuff.
Yeah.
Because people have those collectives of like, they're role-playing accounts on there and that sort of stuff. It's really cool to see.
I have often referred to old Gaia online forum stuff to find out more information.
It's
on
an incredible... When Gaia online ends the website, we'll have lost... That's the modern-day burning of Alexandria, you
that's
know?
That's it. We need a new Gaia online.
Yeah. Wait, it's still going. We can just revive Gaia Online.
But I think the economy's dead.
We can fix that.
Have we talked about...
Definitely talked about Gaia Online in this podcast.
Economy.
My rabbit hole that I had was... Do you ever just think about Yandere Dev and Yandere Simulator?
Oh, Jesus.
Because I do. I sure fucking do.
Flashbacks to Markiplier.
Do you ever think about how fucking other video games shit talk Yandere Simulator?
I think about the person who made Yandere Simulator in 2 weeks.
Yeah. Yeah.
How the heaviest model in Yandere Simulator is a toothbrush.
What?
Because apparently the dev just downloaded a CGI toothbrush used in ads meant to be photorealistic and just plopped it down as an accessory.
That's fucking incredible. My favorite thing I've discovered is the video game Dead by Daylight.
Where is this going?
On one of their loading screens, it just has the phrase, code for video games is nothing but if-else statements, which is what they discovered when they looked at Yandere Dev's code, is just that Yandere Simulator is based purely on if-else statements, just nonstop.
Oh, so the most basic form of coding.
Yes, one that is not very good.
No.
I also think about how he refuses to hire anyone to help him and says he works 12 hours a day, which I don't believe.
Okay. It is not his fighting spirit that I am... criticizing.
Yes.
He is a strong warrior.
Well, okay, hang on. That's giving him too much credit, I feel. But
he should take a break.
He should just hire someone. He should just get another coder. Because I'm pretty sure he's done fundraising. He's done Kickstarters and shit, hasn't he?
I don't know how much money he would get off that. You know?
Back in the day, he would have got more.
Maybe.
There was a time where everyone was like, yeah, Yandere Simulator.
That's true. That's
and then they
true.
Realized that the dev sucks. So
I watched a lot of videos of it.
So did I. I had a friend in high school who was very obsessed with it.
I thought there were some really cool references and stuff at the time.
There's a great... Listen, great concept has been made better in 2 weeks by other people.
Yeah.
2 weeks.
Yeah.
Fucking 2 years? No, more than 2 years. How long has it been development for? Because it was high school.
Oh, definitely more than 2 years. Definitely more than
6 years at this point? And it barely runs still? What a fucking incredible thing.
It's
doing great.
I hope it's still. Is it the video game version of Homestuck?
What does that mean?
What do you think it means?
There's a video game of Homestuck.
Wait. No, but
truly it's the Dark Souls of anime.
Truly it's the Homestuck of video games.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Should we
move on to... Okay, so I think it's safe to say we're fucking negative on personality.
Oh, yeah. It's a huge big old nah.
Yeah, it's a no. It's a nope. It's a no thank you.
I could do without it.
And so I will play my song for you.
Play me.
Don't know why I spoke like that, but here I am.
Inside interest.
I like that. That's good. I like that you're moving away from the microphone while making noises so that they get the really binaural audio sort of effect as it wraps around in the headphones.
This is my Vocaloid ASMR.
Hello. I am Hatsune Miku.
I am Hatsune Miku.
All right. My song is called Infection by, I believe the name is Yairi.
Excellent, excellent.
This is a case of, I think the song was more interesting than the voice itself. More interesting than the voice itself.
Yeah, the song does really appeal to me.
The song is sick, but she feels like kind of another generic Vocaloid Idol voice. There's a Vocaloid Idol voice, you know?
She does have that. I would say, upon my listening to her, she did grow on me.
She's not the strongest voice. That song that I played you when I was listening on my headphones at home, she really got lost in the mix, I found.
And
just doesn't have anything that makes it stand out to me, personally.
No, I don't think she's a real standout voice. I think she's a consistent voice.
Yes.
I don't know if she's a standout
voice.
Yeah. I don't think she'll be in the Vocaloid choir, and she'll add a bit of... you know, she'll be a filler in it.
Yeah.
But she won't, you know, have a solo lead.
Or filler, no killer, you know?
Or filler, no killer. Not true.
Again,
with her.
Moving away from the mic. You love it.
I've got a lot of head movement, you know?
Yeah, I understand. Very sassy. It's good.
It's my head energies.
Head energies?
It's all fuzzy in my head.
Energies.
Headergies.
Shall we hear your song?
You absolutely shall hear my song. This one is... Okay. So, I forgot what I had planned for this one.
Oh, no.
So, we're meant to be looking at a Vocaloid's voice, yes?
Yeah.
You know how music has instruments in it?
I'm so scared, yeah.
Really? True art can be found in only using the voice.
Are you bringing a fucking Vocaloid acapella song
today? Is a Vocaloid acapella song.
I hate you. I hate you so much.
It is the Spider Dance from Undertale.
I'm gonna fucking kill you.
Please enjoy.
This is the last episode of Rachel Lloyd. Technically is music. That
it's
is
music,
true.
Babe.
So for those of you who don't know, I'm part of an a cappella choir in real life, and I'm also the person who hates a cappella music. I can't explain those two facts, but here we are.
It's like you are a living paradox. Like, you shouldn't be walking around. You should have torn yourself apart already.
A singularity grows within me and I just disappear on the spot. Here's the thing. I think Vocaloid acapella is better than real life acapella.
That's a statement.
I mean, they're synths.
They are synths. Look.
Okay, so if you want to get into my issues with acapella, it's because professional acapella music fucking produces and EQs and auto-tunes the voices so much that I feel it removes the point of acapella music. So the point of acapella is that it's meant to be a natural human voice, right? And so then what you're doing when you're EQing and taking out any sort of, like, the majority of professional acapella is such a uniform tone with little variation to it that it's like, sure, you're singing incredible stuff, you're doing amazing notes, it's amazing, like, what you're doing is really impressive, but you've also just, like, made it the most boring shit to listen to. I don't want to hear a tone-perfect voice that's been modified by a computer. Mm. I would rather hear what you can do with it. I hate using the word authentic, but with, like, an authentic human voice.
No, that's so fair. Yeah. That's so fair. And then to do it then solely with an electric voice.
It makes more sense because it's already a synthesizer.
That's true.
Like,
can it really be called a cappella then?
No, it's a synth.
So it's not. So YouTube user Gabby Chen Akatsuki has lied to me. This is not Vocaloid cappella.
It's Vocaloid synthapella. I like synthapella. I think that's pretty good.
I actually like
synthapella.
This is the new genre.
Well, I can't believe I'm getting into my beef with acapella music.
I really like how directly saying afterwards, saying Mayu would not be able to hold a song on her own. I choose a song that is all Mayu.
That's impressive. No, that's, maybe this just goes to show Mayu's a better instrumental than an actual voice.
Ooh.
You don't use Mayu as the focus of the song. You use Mayu to actually create the elements around the song.
Now we're talking like those Nico Nico Doga chorus
basically.
Videos.
Yeah,
I like this. I'm vibing.
Mayu's an accent.
An accent in the sea of voices.
Yeah. Man, what if you just made a full a cappella choir out of Vocaloids?
That would kind of slap, actually. That's a lot of...
I don't have the patience to do it. That also costs a lot of money.
It is a lot of money.
That's a lot of money.
Unless you do it all with Utaloids.
Yeah, that's a good point. There's a lot of furries.
Free Utaloid, baby.
Do you ever think about how many furries there are in Utaloids? There's a lot.
It makes sense.
Anyone can make them.
Jonathan, it is a niche community on the internet.
That's a good point. It's going to be furries.
It makes sense.
We need to do rating.
Where are we going to rate this one, babe?
Okay. First up, Mayu. Oh, how do you feel about the voice? Are you positive, mixed? What do you reckon? I'm mixed.
Can I put a meh?
Yeah, that's
can
a mixed. That's a mixed.
That's mixed.
It's mixed. That's mixed. First up is Luca versus Mayu.
Luca.
Yeah, no, Luca. Absolutely. What? Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Fuck, I gotta do maths.
I think Luca's voice is not maybe as perfect or consistent as Mayu's, but she has more personality to the voice.
She's also, like, pretty well known.
Yeah, exactly. Notoriety will get you far in this ranking, we're not gonna lie.
Well, I mean, like, the popularity has to come from... Those words then has to come from somewhere. There
exactly.
You go. Nailed those words. Doing great. Pico.
I don't remember Pico's voice too well.
Nor do I. I think I like Mayu's design more.
I prefer Mayu's design. Pico's is Piku. Pikachu's Pico. Is creative.
Oh, yeah, Pikachu, yeah. Pikachu by the start, yeah.
By being based off an electric guitar, but you know I got that weak spot for that good J fashion, you know?
And also, like, she has the instruments incorporated into her look already. That's so true. She wins on that, I would say.
Piano.
Piano. That's what they say. Piano.
Welcome to our Vocaloid maths session. If you divide Pika. If you divide Kaito by Luca and take away Agumi, what do you get? This.
Who the fuck is Miki?
Oh, Miki was... I think she had pink hair.
I've completely... That she one's been erased stars. From my memory.
Does she instantly lose
Yeah, pink hair. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Is she the magical girl?
No. That was...
She's pretty magical girl looking. Oh, she's the one that looks like an off-brand Captain America.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. In that case, I think Mayu wins that as well.
I definitely prefer Mayu's look. I can't remember her voice.
I remember Miki had like no personality.
Yeah. I think, again, Mayu's voice ain't something special, but it is consistent.
Yeah, I'll give her that.
I'll give her that.
And next up is... Kaito. I think Kaito wins. I gotta be real with you, Chief.
But he's so milk toast.
He's so milky toast.
He's so milky toast. He doesn't even have little cinnamon or dates on him. He's just milk toast.
I'm mad. That's a good point. Like, you make a good point in that his fashion is just basic JRPG character, and I remember just how basic his fucking look is. That's just the character from Digimon Cyber Squad. That's what that is. That's just Digimon Cyber Squad.
He's just a Digimon. I'm going to go into my laptop and catch this bad boy with my Poke Digimon ball.
My Poke Digiball? That's, sorry, that's not how you catch Digimon.
How do you catch Digimon then?
I don't know.
Nerd.
I said I don't know.
You're a nerd because you know what Digimon is, and you're even more of a nerd because you don't know enough about Digimon.
Well, here's a good thing that's come from this.
Yeah.
Because if she's going to be Kaito, which I think... She's more interesting than Kaito.
She's more interesting than Kaito.
Also not described as a pervert by everyone. Is a yandere, not a pervert.
She doesn't have a Kermit voice.
Exactly. So that's okay.
Yeah.
So it's the two problematics going up against each other. Kaiyuki versus Mayu.
I think I prefer... Look, Kaiyuki had a gimmick and Kaiyuki did her gimmick. But yeah. I think I prefer Mayu.
Really?
I like her look better. I think more thought went into that.
Yeah.
And I like her voice more.
Yeah. I think I'm with you there.
Yeah.
Which actually works really well because we described her as like being completely average. She is now number 16 out of 31, just below the middle point.
Holy crap.
Luca then Mayu.
There we are.
Makes complete sense.
You're sitting right in the middle. You ain't nothing special.
I guess on that note, since we've done our rating and ranking.
Yes.
Done the Vocaloid.
We've done our raving and ranting.
Yeah, exactly. We can now leave. So y'all can find us on social media at LloydRate on Twitter. And
on Tumblr, you can find us at rate-a-lloyd, where I would encourage you to tell us if you think either whether or not Crazy Frog, KK Slider, and VTubers are Vocaloids or not.
Okay, excellent.
Please
good.
Talk to me about
just
that.
Just fucking destroy me, please.
Just come at me.
Attack Jonathan. You can find me at Pirate Giljoy
and
on
you
Twitter.
Can find me at Hops Monty on Twitter.
And check us out. Check out the other That's Not Canon podcast out there.
And consider joining the Patreon.
Yes. Reviews on your podcast app of choice. Tell your friends about us and that kind of stuff. I don't think we get advertised except for like on other That's Not Canon stuff, yeah? Yeah, exactly. So, like, it's good to get people looking at this
shit. If you have
shit.
A bunch of nerd friends who like Vocaloid, nerds. Hey, we might be for them. Wink. And there's a little star in my eye.
It was beautiful.
It was good.
And join us next week where we will be reviewing Avana.
See ya.
Thank you. Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.